boys, it's that time of year.
You know what?
We are officially past Halloween, and now we're in Christmas season.
It's Thanksgiving, bro.
Nope. Yeah, we're in Christmas season. Mariah Carey is on full blast in the Yukon.
All right. I'm glad you brought this up, because this is something that's been pissing me the fuck off, and I've been staying real quiet about it. I am not a fan of the early Christmas people. Like, I think it is the dumbest thing to start celebrating Christmas immediately after Halloween. Thanksgiving is a holiday that I love with all my heart, and you're just going to gloss over it like it's nothing. The minute Thanksgiving is over, as soon as Black Friday hits, put up your trees, throw up the lights, fucking do whatever you want. But in the meantime, just relax, dude. Let it play out. Enjoy the holiday season.
I'm glad that you're bringing this to my attention, because are you also one of those guys that say that Jews are not a religion, that they're not a culture, that they're only a religion? Because that's what you're doing to my Christmas time right now. Christmas can mean whatever you want it to mean. That's the magic of it.
I respect that, because that's freedom American ass shit, but it's still dumb as fuck. I mean, dude, it hasn't even fucking snowed yet.
Here's the thing.
Okay, well, it's snowed.
I run all of my personal holidays off of what Walmart displays are out, okay? And right now, we're at Christmas. So until Walmart tells me otherwise, it's fucking Christmas right now. The full Walmart spread right now is all Christmas decorations. Not only that, they got all their Black Friday deals going on. Speaking of that, you can head to walmart.com and pick up a 75-inch TV for $375 right now. Use code ONTAP for 10% off.
Now, I don't want you guys thinking I'm some Christmas-hating Hanukkah lover by any means.
First of all, I don't like Christmas. Bad?
You don't like Christmas?
I'll put it out fucking there. I'm not Grinch. A Christmas guy. I don't like Christmas.
You're the Grinch of Pine City.
We've been through this. Actually, you know what? I do like Christmas now, because this Christmas marks 1 year of me being on this podcast.
Grinch Thompson.
Because the first time I ever shot a podcast was on my way to Christmas.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
I do remember
that's
that.
Right. You were late for your family Christmas.
Exactly. Fuck them. no, dude, I'm not a huge Christmas guy. I never really have been a huge Christmas. I think it's because I'm not a big like family social guy. Like, it just doesn't get me revved up. Like when I was a really little kid, obviously every little kid loves Christmas. How do you fucking not? But now it's like, dad got me a case of beer for Christmas. Fuck yeah. And it's like,
really?
Yeah, I just not about it anymore.
My family treats it very serious. I think my family gives very meaningful gifts.
Like, really? Like, oh, no, we don't fucking
all
play
of,
that
all
shit.
Of us
oh,
get
I,
very
I
meaningful
say,
gifts
I want to say Cody is
other.
One of the best gift givers I've ever had as a friend. And I can definitely see what you're saying. Like,
my whole family, like, they really take their time and what they're getting, I feel like. So
really,
it's always been a special time of year, not because of the gifts, but... You know, I'm going to bring up a little bit of my past trauma. I grew up in a divorced household. So for me, two Christmases, this was the best time of year. I was getting all my spending money. I was getting all the cool shit, because each parent was fighting for the attention. It was just an electric time of year.
Come home from your mom's first, and your dad's like, what'd your mom get you?
All right, I'll be right back. I'm going to Walmart.
That fucking bitch. I knew she was going to get the Game Boy.
Yeah, no, I'm just playing.
I feel like I was always more excited for Christmas break than Christmas itself. I was way more excited for 2 weeks off of school than I was to like get presents. And I always fuck with presents. I'm not saying I don't. Everyone likes presents. You're a liar if you say you don't. But Christmas break, one of the best times of year. Actually, probably the best time of year during the school year, besides summer break, but I'm not going to count that. I'm saying during the school year, Christmas break is the best thing that happens all year. It's like the midway point. You're halfway done with the year. Actually, are you more than halfway, or is it right in the middle?
That's a good question. I think I'm going to say that's probably halfway, yep.
All right. It's halfway enough, motherfucker. And it's two full weeks off, and there's 3 feet of snow on the ground, and you get to go outside and make snow forts every day?
You're a big snow fort guy.
Dude, who's not a big snow? You're not a big snow fort guy?
I can't put the time and commitment. I was into snowboarding.
God, bro.
I snowboarded a lot as a kid. So.
I fucking snowboarded, dude.
So I was
too busy getting babes to be building those
you
forts.
You fucking,
and shit.
You pores were making your little fucking forts. I was out snowboarding with the babes. Fuck you.
Your family does probably get some pretty interesting gifts, dude. They can give you a fucking $900 snowboard when it's not Christmas time.
$900? Are you buying
I don't know. I don't fucking snowboard.
We were poor.
Yeah. I didn't have fucking snowboards, dude. I had cardboard on the top of a fucking plowed snow hill, because we didn't have hills, because we were too poor to live in the hills, bro. We lived in the woods in a shack. this is bullshit, dude. That's why I'm mad about snowboarding, because I don't know how to snowboard because I wasn't rich enough to learn how to do it.
Well, that's a good point.
Dude, I can ski my ass off, though. I'm doing that little whoosh,
whoosh. Dude, the pizza slice?
No, dude. I seriously, I played hockey throughout my years, fucking threw on them fucking skis, dude. I was just a natural, bro.
Oh, actually, okay, speaking of Christmas time, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to derail this.
No,
but
I'm glad you did.
Speaking of Christmas time, Tyler and I earlier today were on the phone, and we were talking about Santa and elves, right? Do you think, hypothetically, that Santa Claus just decides that he's going to declare war on a particular place, that he's got enough elves behind him that he can do some real damage?
Ask Will. What do you mean?
Yeah, Will, you're the most.
You're going back to North Pole in a couple weeks, aren't you? Like what are you fucking?
in a week and a half.
Up to up there?
Oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah, layoff's about over, bud. Fucking been sucking that unemployment. You got to go back to the shop.
Yeah, I know. It's fucked
but
up.
What I'm saying is, like, the fable of the elves and Santa Claus. Obviously, we know there's a lot of them, but how many? Like, we never get a distinct answer on. There's kind of this amount.
I always assumed that it was they were a quality over quantity type of people. You know that these elves are unbelievable at making toys. They really don't need that many elves.
I think there's a million.
Would you say that they're
a million?
I think there's a
fuck
million.
Fuck you, dude. I was going to say like 100 tops.
100?
It's a lot of housing in the North Pole for a million.
Yeah. 100. I mean, 100.
Dude, they could be underground, though.
I was personally thinking that they were a relatively small business, somewhere between 500 and 1,000 employees.
No way, dude. No way. Santa can deliver every single present one night, and you think it takes 500 fucking elves to make the presents?
That's a damn good point.
Those things are not.
I was going to go lower. I was going to say like 20 to 50. And I went 100 because I felt like I was going to get a lot of backlash for it. And the fact that you said 500 is fucking nuts.
No, to 1,000 potentially.
Yeah, that's
maybe even more. Have you seen the movie The
Case.
Santa Claus? You don't build a whole town for 100 elves.
But I feel like they multiply like rabbits. Like I feel like it's not like the normal like human scale of 9 months. I feel like it's like probably since they're so small. It's more of like a 2 month pregnancy.
I don't know about that because
they do be fucking.
Think of it like this: like everything notoriously that's ever lived that has a super long life expectancy, they don't mate all the time. Like look at like tortoises, right? They can live a couple hundred years. These elves, we've seen them as long as like what 1,000?
Yeah, that's fair.
How do you know it's the same elves though? What if they die every year or two and we just keep a steady stream?
You know? Well, then their life expectancy wouldn't be like 1,000.
Their life expectancy. Well, who says that the elves are that old? Santa Claus, we know for sure. Santa Claus is old as shit, but he could be just. I mean, there could be a fucking massive graveyard up there that we don't know about.
No, I'm not doubting that because I mean, this guy's been around for a long time. So even if it's 1,000 years, like there's a ton of bodies there. But what I'm saying is,
I don't know.
They probably don't have that many kids.
No, so, it's probably like a...
Because they live so long.
Yeah, it's got to be a one-to-one type of deal, you know? So elves probably mate for life. Let's say they bang every 2 years.
Every 2 years?
They die every four.
I don't think... What do you mean they die every four? What does that mean?
It's like
they would only be like 8 years old then, are you saying?
No, they would be four. If they're born and then they die in 4 years, that means they're four.
Okay, but we know that not to be true.
How do we know?
How do we know that?
Is
what
there
do you
some
mean?
Fucking elf
Who do we fucking know?
Here?
Let me pull it up on Google because in Elf, in Santa Claus movie, in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, all of them, all those guys are old. They say they drop hints. They drop hints and they say like 1,000 years, 500 years, whatever.
All right, dude. I guess I'll just go fuck myself.
What is the average life expectancy for an elf? I'm going to Reddit. It said that elves can live up to the age of 750 years old.
Okay. Yeah, we can work with that. So like let's get into actual war talk. Let's quit debating on how many elves there actually are. Let's just say there's 500. Just to find some middle ground here.
To 1,000.
Willie said a million.
said 50. If there was a million, you could do some fucking damage with a million people. Even if they're not strong.
Well, they've got to be special, though. I mean, like, Santa's got all these powers and bullshit. I feel like the elves, like, you can't just make toys at that rate. You got to have some sort of power to, like...
Well, yeah, they live for 750 years, dude. Like, obviously, they got something cool going on.
Think,
about
think of that's, the hand that's strength.
Otherwise, 500 is fucking nothing.
How dry do you think that pussy is in the last couple hundred years?
Holy fuck.
At what age do they reach menopause?
Dude, that's a good question. Probably 500.
Okay, hold up. Let's see if Google knows.
No, Google doesn't
fucking
know.
At what age would an elf get to menopause as a woman elf?
That was pretty curious.
General fantasy. Back to Reddit. Does any fictional world, with elves explain how menopause for them works? In most media, they appear elves can live much longer than humans and remain looking young and being very healthy at the young looking age for a while. So I ask if elves can live this long and be the same around of health. This is worded really weird. Do female elves go through menopause just much later in life? Question mark.
Fuck them bitches.
Okay. If memory serves, Tolkien's elves were essentially hyper monogamous.
So does Holy Santa fuck the elves, or do the elves fuck each other?
And implied to treat sex incredibly serious. Okay. Yeah. It's not looking like I'm getting a straight up answer here. So
cut this shit.
What was the general question?
Dude, Santa would rip up an elf. Holy fuck.
I feel like
Santa... That's disgusting. Oh, Santa doesn't do that to Mrs.
Shut
Claus.
The fuck
Did you
up,
not
Will?
Just hear what Sam
you
said?
You sick son of a bitch,
Santa's
dude.
Around kids.
Why would you even bring that up, Will? What the fuck, dude?
That's disgusting.
What the fuck, dude?
Up. They look like kids.
It's a fucking... It's a little teeny tiny little elf, dude. What the fuck,
dude,
bro?
Dude, in elf years, 20 would be like one.
Fuck yeah, so what would be the mature age? 150?
What the fuck, dude? Get me the fuck out of here, dude. What the fuck?
If she ain't triple digits, she's too young, bro.
Oh!
Yeah, so anyways, what were we saying before Will was being a sick fuck?
Well, all right, so I feel like, let's just agree there's 500 to 750 elves, okay?
Okay.
Can we all agree on this?
We can agree.
Yeah, dude, 750 of them little,
theoretically,
poor little things.
I think it's closer to 1,000.
Fucked by Santa.
If they're moving in on a country, obviously Russia is going to destroy their ass. But I feel like the elves could take something small like France.
They could take the Swedes out.
They could take the Swedes out.
They could take
out,
the Swedes
no
out for
problem.
Do you guys realize how small Europe is in comparison to the United States, though?
So I'm saying, dude, these elves are going to come in and fuck them
exactly.
Up.
Like, all of Europe is the same size as, like, Texas.
Seriously?
Yes. It's small.
Dude, imagine what their weapons are like.
Like, all of
Yeah, dude, what could an elf
Europe?
Just
build,
ripping
dude?
Candy canes at you.
Yeah, well,
shit.
Think of, like, the hand strength. You know, like, you see a lot of these old brick guys, a lot of old block guys, a lot of old concrete guys. Like, their hand strength is crazy.
Their forearms.
Imagine the hand strength and forearms on an elf, dude.
Dude, here's the thing. You ever seen Elf with Will Ferrell in it? You remember the snowball fight?
Yeah,
yeah, he cranked like 15, 20 kids with snowballs, dude. Imagine you give one of them fuckers a little stack of grenades. All right, that's a dangerous
that's
weapon.
That's a good point.
Remember how quick them things were coming out? That's a fully automatic grenade machine gun.
Yeah, plus you have 759 of them fuckers running at you at the same time.
750.
Close, or maybe even closer to 1,000.
Do you think they team up with any other, like maybe like giants or something, or the Tooth Fairy comes to play, or do you think anyone else comes and joins
the war efforts? I think the Yetis join the war efforts. Yeti for sure.
They come running out of the North Pole together. God,
I think
that'd be awesome.
In light of like all this new AI technology, I'm sure it's made its way to the North Pole. I bet these guys are building toy robots that have like an AI personality in them, and then they don't even have to fight the war because they're essentially just controlling these AI robots that they made.
Dude, we're going down one of the deepest rabbit holes of fuck I've ever been involved with in this podcast right now, and I'm getting worried. I'm getting fucking scared.
Are you more scared thinking about 1,000 of these freaking bean boys running up at you at the same time?
I'm more like 500, but
still fuck them up.
No, I'm not scared at all. They're little twerps, dude. Little bean boys coming at me. I'm taking 75 of him by myself.
75 bean boys at the same time. I think that's very capable.
I don't think you could take one.
I'm telling you right now, if the fucking elves came in America, they'd find out real fucking quick why we don't have free healthcare. Okay.
You give Mitch a 12-pack and a cigarette, and shit's getting fucking wild.
Yeah, it would be a horrible day for them.
What do you think the culture in the North Pole is like? Like, how different from the United States culture you think it is?
Like, you think Minnesota, probably not much different, dude. We live pretty much the same type of lifestyle, you know? All we do is just build toys, drink. I mean, they got to drink. I bet they drink pretty heavy. They got to drink up there. Like,
well, they get, you know, probably 8 months out of the year off.
They have 364 days a year off. So
no, because they don't build all the toys in one day.
Yeah, well, you don't know.
Three months, I would guess, with 1,000 of them up there working at the same time. I'm going to guess they're probably cranking them out 2 months ahead of time.
It's probably only like 500, though.
Oh, Mitch, I don't even know how many times I got to say this to you. It's closer to 1,000. It's got
to
be.
It's closer to 70, 80 probably. And, I'm so upset that we're still on this right now, dude. Fuck them goddamn elves. I don't even care about elves now that we're North Pole. I don't even like Christmas, dude. Why am I still talking about this shit?
Yeah, dude, this is too much Christmas for November, man.
Thanksgiving's next week, bro. Can we talk about turkey or something cool?
Oh, shit. Are you kidding me?
I was right.
According to SingingBell.com, the exact number of elves living with Santa and helping him at the North Pole is unknown. Some claim Santa has 13 elves, where others say the number is 9.
Son of a bitch.
Damn.
That is bullshit.
Ooh. Damn.
So you're meaning to tell me that the movie Elf was a lie? That the movie Santa Claus with Tim Allen was a lie?
You're meaning to tell me that you took second place again, dude?
Have you seen Rudolph?
Welcome to the fucking show,
dude,
baby. Not everyone can be a winner all the time.
How the fuck do they make all the
Christmas
toys?
Changed for me, honestly. I feel different about it. So knowing Bean that there's not a whole city up there.
Anything going on at home or anything?
This is a transition. That's life, a transition, man. Right there, Will. I want to hear about it.
What have you been up to?
Yeah, I'll just kick it off to you, Sam. You know the shindig.
What are you talking about? I'm just trying to make conversation with you, brother.
Life's just normal. Besides the OnlyFans that popped up.
So, for our viewers here, Will's had a pretty interesting week. I'm sure it's been an up and down roller coaster. He doesn't really know what to think. And it's that time to launch Bean Babe's OnlyFans. She got that kicked off this week. How's it been, dude?
It's officially live right now.
It's fucking, oh yeah, it's live.
How do you feel about that?
Just her asking me questions just bothers the fuck out of me about everything.
Like what?
Like let's break it down. I've never actually really talked with the significant other of an OnlyFans girl. Like
an OnlyFans manager. I've never talked to an OnlyFans manager
before.
What's it like
the first few stages?
Yeah, it's awkward. You got to get used to it. But then when you see the money come in, it's all right.
How many subs is she at right now? Do you know?
I don't know.
Do you have the analytics on your phone?
No, I should, though.
You should.
More
you
or
should
less than
100. Track of it. But maybe not in like a weird probably controlling less way. Like in a way, if she's really pursuing this, like you got to help her grow this thing.
More or
in
less
in a way
than
that's not advertising to your homies, though, you know?
Oh, the homies already subscribed.
I believe that.
All the homies.
And one of them's name is Grinch Thompson.
Yeah. No. It's fucking not.
Are you fucking serious?
Dude, I don't want to we can't open up the group chat to the public on this podcast right now, but just so we're clear, I'm the only one who's not subscribed to that motherfucker. These guys are rats.
Hey, I haven't subscribed yet, dude. I'm
rats.
Holding off.
Yeah, what
a
was
bit
going on in the group chat before I joined?
Yeah. Why don't you tell them what was going
I
on in there, Cody?
I invited you because Mitch made a bunch of hullabaloo saying that it wasn't right that the homies subscribed to it. And
Cody
I
is trying to support a small business.
Hey, you guys want to know something funny?
Full disclaimer. I have never subscribed to any OnlyFans ever, and I most likely will not subscribe to any OnlyFans.
Hey, shout out
ever.
Cody's wife.
Hey. I'm not going to say never because it, you know, brass tacks comes down to it and someone starts something other than pornographic content. I would support. I like the subscription model. So I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm going to throw this out there really quick. I know you guys still, for some reason, think that you're in the right in the argument that we were having pre-Will being
this
in.
This was not my argument. I was not a part of
pre-Will
this.
Pre-Will being in the group chat. Just so you know, Will separately texted me after he was out of the group chat and said, thanks, bro. I appreciate you.
Damn. Okay, so Will is on board with Mitch's mentality.
Will hates Cody is what I got out of that.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
I didn't sub to it.
Yeah, well, you did.
I mean, to be fair,
okay,
at the end of the day, even if there wasn't OnlyFans, sometimes I do show the boys some pictures, you know? So
that's what I said.
There's no difference there. All the homies do it, so it's not a big deal. But now that I'm getting money off the homies, it's pretty fire.
Okay, so obviously you have to be okay with it at this point. It's launched. What's the game plan? Like, do you want this to grow? Like, will you be promoting it?
Yeah, what's your 5-year plan? Anyway?
Oh, yeah.
When's your first co-star?
I want a $1 million house, okay. And I want a
big
truck.
Are you going to fuck on camera?
No.
What?
My dick is not going to be on there.
Dude, I think Bean Boy alone with his bean clout could bring in more subscribers.
Show him the bean.
Is that a you thing or a her thing? Did you want to fuck on camera? And she's like, no.
I told her no because I know one of the homies would get a hold of it and be like, oh, look at your small dick, fucker.
That is a good point. That's the thing. Like, obviously, you had to have thought long and hard, no pun intended, about, like, making it not public, like, not announcing it, right? Like, just keeping it very private and trying to promote it anonymously, basically.
Yeah, that's the way she wants to go.
Well, she put it on her Snapchat.
She made a private story.
It was on the main page.
I don't think it was private. Blocked all family then.
Because I didn't see it, but my wife saw it. And she told me about it. That's how I found out about it.
Oh, really?
She said, made an OnlyFans. Or Bean Babe made an OnlyFans. Bleep that. Bleep
name
that
drop.
Out.
Name cut, drop.
Cut, cut.
Cut that. Cut that.
We can't have
cut
a real name shit on here. Yeah, she said Bean Babe had made an OnlyFans. And I was like, what? She's like, did you see her on her Snapchat? I'm like, no, I don't have her on Snapchat. So she tried showing me, and she's like, oh, it's down. It must have been yesterday.
Yeah, she apparently, I don't know. I guess she put it on the main story. I don't even pay attention.
See, my opinion on that is like, I think that's always the original idea. That's always the route that you want to go. But eventually, everyone's going to find out about it. Yeah. Like, if you're in it for the long haul, if you're going to make some money on this shit, everyone's going to know about it eventually. I say you just fucking balls to the wall right out. Like, just post a picture of your butthole on your Instagram or something. Maybe.
Her mom's fucking all for it. She told her how much she already made, and her mom was impressed. She was going to start one.
Oh, my God. What's her mom look like?
Not bad.
Oh, really?
Mom
do you
being
think,
sexy?
Do you think that it's worth it this far already? How long has it been live? Less than a week?
Oh, yeah. Maybe 3 days.
Okay, four days, and it's already become worth it? You don't have to give me the exact amount, but can you give me a rough idea?
You got your monthly subscription where you get your, she's got it for $15, you know, so every month.
Damn, that's
you get $15
good.
From
like
each person.
Hey, she's a high quality woman.
But then also you got people buying pictures and videos and whatnot on
separately?
Top of that. Separately.
Like that she already has on there and they just had to pay to unlock? Or are they paying her to
You seem to know an awful lot about OnlyFans.
Some guys will send money ahead of time. Some will wait to send money or whatever. But yeah, there is. Yeah, how do you know that you got to unlock it?
No, I'm asking you.
That was pretty specific, dude.
I'm asking you.
No, hold on. No, we got questions for you now.
I'm sorry.
He's backed into the corner.
I'm not backed into anything.
He got caught.
Do you guys understand that every subscription platform from Patreon to OnlyFans?
Do you even understand?
Do you guys even understand the fucking internet, bro? You guys didn't even fucking finish college, bro. You don't even know how the internet works. Just shut up.
Listen.
You
want
to question me? Go in that office and look at my degree.
Listen, mister, I'm unemployed. Listen to me for a second. Listen. Every platform has a feature that you can unlock, and I've also heard people talk about the unlock. So I'm curious if when you say, Will, hey, look at me.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the username for the
fellow
people.
I thought you were
there.
Just ignoring me.
No, sorry.
Now, when they pay her individually, specifically, is it just like a direct message thing, like the content that she gives to that person?
So there's
is individual or anyone can.
She's got like a little menu sheet. It's like pictures and so, I don't know what's all on there. But then sometimes they'll send the money first or they'll send it after or whatever. And it's just
after what?
It's just
after she sends it to them.
Well, I think she could like lock them and they could unlock them. But it seems like a lot of times people are just tipping her the money up front right away. And then they kind of say what they want.
So they can just set their price.
That hurts a little more. I think that hurts. If they're like, here's $12, this is what you're gonna do for me. That bothers me a little bit, dude.
To an extent.
That's like, you know, so listen, I'm not gonna tell you what to do, but here's a certain dollar amount and this is what
I'm gonna do. I'm gonna ask you right now, Would you fucking have some dude send you his dick? You just look at, you don't even got to look at it, right? Just listen. And you just say, oh yeah, so big, 9 out of 10. Get your $5.
For $5?
Yeah, I would start that right now. And I would look at them, and I would, but I would give them real ratings. I'd be like, "Yeah, that shit looks like trash."
No, dude, that's how you keep the money flowing, though. That's how you keep the money flowing. Is you gotta just lie, even though if it's,
I know
what I'm saying?
But it just sounds like more.
You gotta
fun
keep
for
them.
You gotta
happy.
You gotta interact.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a friend who does it, who has an OnlyFans account, and she was saying that you do have to be very active. I do remember her saying that she takes like a whole 1 or 2 days out of the week just to respond to messages and comments.
Jesus, how many people does she got following her?
It's a lot. I don't know how much exactly, but it's a lot. Go ahead, Sam.
I do follow.
Oh, you follow.
I'm following.
You know,
I know who he's talking about.
Okay. Sam knows.
I'm
it's
a proud
lot.
Supporter.
Does it say how many?
No, but you can see how many likes the page has gotten, and there's a fucking lot, dude.
Can we pull up the page?
Do I know her?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Let's pull up the page.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we're not pulling up the page.
So what is the username? I mean, first of all, I want to say he's going to drop the username, and if you listen to us and you were interested to go to go check it out, go
we
subscribe.
Gotta, we got to get a promo code set up.
Hit
so
the
we
comments.
Know, so we know who's...
It's BeanBabe7320.
Say, hey, BeanBabe, I was sent by OnTap, and maybe you'll get a free picture. We
Do
don't
you know,
know
the username?
Not guaranteeing anything.
Trying to get it right now. I thought I had it saved.
Yeah, so if anyone... So BeanBoy is looking right now. Did you message...
Yeah.
BeanBabe. They're going to know if they subscribe.
All you guys should go on there. Everyone subscribe to it. And send her $20 and ask for a picture of Will's balls.
Oh, that would be good.
Send
them
into us.
That's a good one. I like that. I like that. Will, what would it cost for someone to get a picture of just your balls?
I'll whip them out right now for the boys.
No.
A random stranger is giving you a dollar.
I really do
for
appreciate.
For the boys, I'll do anything.
I really appreciate the offer.
You got to sweeten it up a little bit.
That's a $30 value. Just down
okay,
the drain.
Okay, that was my question. How much it would take?
$30 for your balls?
15 a nut.
Don't you have three nuts?
$30 with the knowledge that they are going to jerk off to the picture.
That's a buy two.
They're 100% going to jerk off to the picture. So does that change the dollar amount? Because that changes the dollar amount.
100.
If I know it's just like I'm just whipping my balls out and it's funny, then it's cheap. You know, then it's like $15-$20.
But that's not cheap.
But if someone's going to jack off to them, 50 probably, at least 50.
Okay, really?
The real
that makes me so uncomfortable.
The real question is when girls post like hot ass bikini pictures on their main Instagrams and stuff like that. Do you think they know guys are gonna jack off to them?
Oh God, they got.
They have to.
No, I'm serious.
There's
like,
no way
I don't
they
think
don't
so.
At this point,
you don't think they think about that?
No, I don't.
Dude, I'm guilty.
Oh, to an Instagram jack, of course.
Dude, you find some fucking
really. You're
babes
just exposing yourself.
If you
right
haven't
now.
Ripped an Instagram jerk, you're a fucking liar.
Yeah, dude. There's only two types of people in this world, right? Instagram jackers and fucking liars. That's all there is.
Okay, I want to go back to the OnlyFans thing. If you get her username, let us know at any point. But what I was gonna say is, do you think that this is gonna play out long term, and do you guys have a plan for the kid? Like, what happens when he finds out that these photos and videos are out there?
Fuck! I hope this OnlyFans is done within 10 years.
Even then,
but then
it's not going to be gone.
Yeah, there's always a chance. I told her that, too. I said, be careful what you post because it can come back.
The internet's forever, baby.
I, for some reason, feel like there's already no going back. I don't even know what the content is, and I feel like there's no going back.
I get mildly concerned about things that I say on here sometimes, being like, if my kid pulls this out when I'm fucking 40 years old, I'm going to have some serious explaining. Yeah. But I'm talking about jacking off to Instagram bikini pics, and my kid whips it out, I'm going to be like, listen. That was all just a joke.
Yeah, he clips
it up. It's all scripted.
He clips it up. It has captions on it and everything. What the fuck, Dad? Are you going to answer my question? You don't have to answer if that's uncomfortable for you.
I really don't know what her plan is for the long run. I guess she's just going to feel it out and see where it goes.
Yeah, I suppose it just depends on
yeah,
how
it really
well it
depends
does,
on,
you know?
Yeah, if it takes off or it doesn't. I mean, yeah, she should have started a TikTok a long time ago to get some clout. But
you guys can decide how well it goes.
Yeah.
You guys
yeah,
get to go. Determine Will's future.
Once we
future.
Get this username, everyone can go follow and pay BeanBoy's mortgage.
Yeah, it's not me, dude. I guess we'll just have to wait till the
What's
end.
What's your role in this? Are you helping in any way?
No.
Really?
Swear to God.
Promotional.
No, you're not
we're
taking
promoting.
Any of the photos and videos.
Nope, I just take
you're
20%.
You said you're not in it. You do nothing
you
and
do
collect
get
20%?
Cut?
I told her I get
Respect.
20%.
For doing, you don't do anything, though.
The fact that I let her do it.
Damn, Mitch. All right. Mitch, you got to say, like, That's kind of
I fuck
up.
With that, dude. No, I fuck with that.
It's, no, that's good. That's I 100% agree, only because here's the deal. The amount of shit that he's going to have to deal with because of this, potentially, is worth 20%.
And the fact that I have already had multiple of the homies get a hold of the photos, they're just going to be like, check this out, Will. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Tough.
The amount of jokes, it's going to be tough that for him to have arguments.
That is a very the good amount point.
Of, plus, like, dude, like, that's your girl on there, you know? Like,
well, if you're getting a commission.
For you to be cool with that, I'd probably have to take some money, too.
But then it just, you know who the boys are. You know, you figure out. Like, yeah, no, I got to be careful.
Yeah, I know exactly who they are.
You know
are.
Who
no,
you got to watch point. Them.
I know exactly
that's
who
a good
they
point.
Are.
The tension in this room is very weird right now.
Oh. You know, dude.
I mean, if since you're making a commission on this thing, you might as well help promote it. Not to, like I said, not to people that you know, but you know, you could probably take the photos, help her get some better angles to spice up these photos a little bit.
That's a win for you too, by the way. Getting
actively
to take the pictures.
The best person to help her run this thing is you. Like you
yeah, I've
are
gave her some money up front for things like the tripod that she had to get.
Yeah,
the fucking
like you are that
lingerie.
Pervert that's looking at this content on a different side, so you know what you would like.
Yeah.
So you can put this touch on it that she can't.
That's a damn good point.
Hey,
dude.
Be honest though.
That, no, she did ask me the other day. She had some guy ask for some arch picture. Yeah, fucking yeah, goddamn.
Tough whatever. One, but we got it.
two fucking words, but yeah.
Fuck.
So some guy asked for an arch picture.
And then she literally
give him a break.
So it literally I was scrolling through the photos for like a minute or two and I just finally gave up. I'm like, you just got to figure this out on your own. I said, I'm not going to be doing this every time. Because it was like 3 times in one night. And I was just like, all right, I'm not going to look through pictures for you to send to another guy and get money off it. Do it yourself.
Fair point.
That's a good point.
Because you
also
know
at
it's
the
going
same
to
time,
another guy. Like,
hey,
it's
be
true.
Honest, though. Is it kind of fucking awesome still? Like, you're that basically what this means is you get unlimited nudes for the rest of your life. Like,
dude, I've got
most guys, like, they have to, like, ask for that shit from the old lady. And now it's like, almost to the point where it's sickening. It's almost like, I almost don't even need this many anymore. That's got to be kind of cool.
I've gotten more nudes in the past like 3-4 days than I have in the last 3 years.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's kind of awesome,
dude,
right?
Dude, it's got to be a boost to your confidence, too, when there's guys literally paying to see the woman naked that you fuck. Like,
That's very true.
Prove it.
He's got a sex trophy at home, so I think he's got all the proof he needs.
I got a lot of sex tapes I can pull up right now and show you too.
Jesus Christ. No, we don't. No, he doesn't. No, he was
okay.
Kidding.
You offered to show us your nuts. You offered to show us your sex tapes. You offered to, what else was there? There was something else too.
Jerk Cody off.
No.
Is that still on the table?
How much to jerk Cody off? Real number.
Real number. I'll give you my real number.
Just a jerk?
Just Cody. Not,
cash,
not
cash,
just a man.
Untaxed, does everybody know or not?
Untaxed.
To completion.
So just a jerk.
But does everybody know or is it a private thing between me and Cody?
Everybody knows. Everybody knows for sure, yeah. No, well, give us both. Give us both because those are different numbers.
Yeah,
I know they're different numbers.
That 10X is my number.
10X is reasonable.
Okay, so let's say I'm in my exact financial situation I'm in right now.
Yep.
It's just him and I right here. This is going to happen. I jerk him off for $20,000. If everyone's gonna know,
you'd pay me $20,000.
$200,000.
You'd pay me $200,000,
dude. I would do way more.
Sure.
Way more?
Yeah.
I don't think that's that bad of a number at all. $200,000. You know what you can do with $200,000.
Everybody's so
untaxed.
Unrealistic. They're like, I need $20 million,
dude. Oh, I went Shut to up. When we were in line school. We used to have this conversation all the time, and there was this one dude who would not admit. He would not fucking admit that he would have sex with a guy for $10 million. I'm like, you're a fucking liar. You're a liar.
Yeah.
I would be in a gangbang of dudes.
You would, dude, you'd have to pull me off that fucker for $10 million.
Wait,
sleep, dude. I'd make sure he enjoyed it. I'd want it to be a pleasant experience for all.
Yeah.
It was nice doing business.
I would be into it.
You're very
dude.
Polite.
That'd
Thank
be
you
the,
for
some
making
of the best
filthy,
dick I've ever handed out.
Fucking rich. Dude, I'm all in. I mean, realistically, if it was a random and no one ever knew, I'd suck a dude off for $10,000.
Oh, 10 grand.
Sam's
tight.
Private DMs are going to blow up.
No one knows
right
about
now.
It, though. No one could. Like, this is, like, hey, this is the hypothetical 10. Situation because there's no panic there. If the situation is set that no one will ever find out no matter what, it takes all the risk out of it, dude. And then you're just getting 10 grand for what, 10 minutes of work?
Get a new four-wheeler or something.
I've had some fucking 10-minute periods at my regular job that I really hated, and I didn't make no fucking 10 grand for them.
No fucking kidding, dude.
That's a good point. That's a
and
really
no
good
one's going to find out about it, because that's the worst part, like, if people know.
And I'd go all out, because I might as well get it done sooner than later.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I'm not going to half-ass the dick sucking.
Let's circle back to the beginning of the podcast, when I had mentioned that there is a direct correlation with the amount of alcohol consumed in relation to how often penises get brought up on this podcast.
I still don't see a correlation, bro. I'm going to be honest.
Now, we've made full circle. We go on track for Christmas and happy, cheerful, and then we're right back to penises.
I hate Christmas, dude.
What the fuck?
Well, Grinch Thompson, do you have anything left to say before we end this thing?
Dude, it takes a really big dog to fuck an elephant.
Will, do you have a username yet?
No, that's our own fault.
Damn. We'll put it in the comments. We'll put it in the comments.
Free.
Post it.
Promotion.
Put the link in the bio. Link in the
she
bio.
She fucked it up,
dude.
Dude,
damn. This is a big ball drop. There's probably a lot of fanboys that would have been all over that shit.
Cody okay. has the link in his favorites on Safari already.
Here, just go to you her don't. Instagram, bro. It's right in the bio.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
That's good. I wanted an answer for these guys on this episode.
There is guys frothing at the mouth.
Throbbing
right
at the mouth right
they
now.
They don't even know what to think.
Their lips are fucking
they're
thumping.
Like, Beans, find that fucking username.
Hey, man, if you made it to this section of the name? Podcast, drop a eggplant emoji in the comments, and yeah. we'll give you a free OnlyFans subscription for a month.
In respect of a beaten bitch.
Will you? You're going to pay for an OnlyFans for a month for them?
For someone else. For
one,
someone else.
One lucky winner gets 1 month free
yeah,
subscription
I'll,
to the
yes,
OnlyFans.
I'll pay 1 month subscription to,
damn.
To Beaten Babes. cut that. Hold on. I'll pay a 1 month subscription to Beaten Babes OnlyFans if one person in the comments.
Damn. That's a prize. Yeah.
What's the name, Beaten Boy?
Yeah, the username is Ash, A-S-H, 475.
Ash, 475.
Yep.
A-S-H,
you heard it here first.
475. So you got two options. Either you can go subscribe to this thing right now on your own, or you can drop an eggplant emoji in the comments on this video or in the question at the bottom of Spotify if you're listening on Spotify. And Mitch is going to pick a person to pay for a month of...
You're getting a month free, baby.
Dude, just
you know, I'm not paying for any fucking extras, though. Okay, don't run up a tab on my shit. 1 month, regular subscription. We're not at none of that unlocking bullshit that Cody's talking about.
Hey, the
okay?
6 month is cheaper.
No. No.
It is.
What do you... Hey, no.
He's a bargaining this. Man, and I like that out of him. Boys? So,
go out there, support Bean Babe, support Bean Boy. Pay their mortgage.
Support Baby
help
Bean.
Help their kid get some new shoes or something.
Yeah, times are rough, dude. Work slow, fucking.
Exactly.
It's hard
and
to make it.
And support the fam.
We will see you next week.